10,000 baby boomers a day are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore various topics such as healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new kid.
And without further ado, here's your host, Sue Suwacki.
Alzheimer's, I do believe, is one of the cruelest diseases to humanity. It's heart-wrenching and devastating for families, and not being prepared legally makes it even worse. Well, welcome to Aging Info Radio, and here it is again, Sunday, so good to me, and I hope it's good to you. And if you want to listen to our show live on the web, go to aginginforadio.com and click the Listen Live button on our homepage. Well, Alzheimer's is an epidemic, with more than 5 million people who have this dreadful disease, and every 68 seconds, someone develops Alzheimer's disease. And it's believed that by 2050, this number could possibly triple. Well, Alzheimer's disease cannot be prevented, cured, or slowed, and it is the sixth leading cause of death. And my guests today are going to talk about Alzheimer's and the law. And as heart-wrenching as it is, you want to be prepared legally. Well, my first guest is Carrie Peck. He is the managing partner of Peck Bloom Law Firm with four offices serving the Chicagoland areas. Welcome, Carrie, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue. How are you today? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for joining me. You are definitely one to know about Alzheimer's and the law. And I'd like for you to tell us what's the first thing that people should do when they learn of a dementia or Alzheimer's diagnosis?
Well, Sue, I think the first thing that an individual and a family needs to address when a loved one has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's is basically to get what I call get your ducks in a row. And in the context of, you know, getting your ducks in a row, that really means getting your legal and financial planning house in order. And so an older adult, when diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, should make sure that they have powers of attorney for health care, which would name a loved one to make decisions for them relative to their medical decisions, their medical treatment, the management of their illness, and so forth when they're not able to make those own decisions. As you know, Alzheimer's, as you pointed out in your opening, is not only a cruel disease, but it's a progressive declining disease. And as folks get further into the disease, their cognitive abilities, their mental status decline. So it's really important to get your legal documents done very soon after diagnosis.
And that means that if you are diagnosed with it, you surround yourself by the support team that's going to help you through it if you have that available.
Right. And you certainly, depending on where you are in the disease progression, then you may have the capacity to do those documents right away, or unfortunately, some people no longer have the mental capacity to do documentation when they're diagnosed with Alzheimer's and towards the end of the disease.
You know, Carrie, I'm sure that you see so much here with Alzheimer's and families, and which really probably led you to writing your book, Alzheimer's and the Law, Counseling Clients with Dementia. With dementia and their families. So you probably see so much in your practice, don't you?
Well, we see the circumstances on a daily basis, Sue, and I'm sorry to say that many, many families, as you pointed out again in your opening, the numbers are just staggering with the amount of folks that are diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. And your listeners, if they wish, can go on our website, peckbloom.com, peckbloom.com, and they can download a copy of an article that I wrote for the Alzheimer's magazine, which basically is now what do we do after the diagnosis. So that's available for your listeners. And you inquired about the new book, Alzheimer's and the Law, Counseling Families and Their Clients. The American Bar Association contacted me and asked me to write this book, basically designed to assist lawyers and non-lawyers as they wind their way through this horrendous journey of Alzheimer's disease. And the book is really designed to be a resource guide so that individuals can look in the table of contents and draw their attention to particular areas that are of concern to them and or their family. I would encourage your readers, you can take a look at the purchase of the book, again, at our website, peckbloom.com, or through the American Bar Association. Their website is americanbar.org. Notably, the foreword to this book is written by our leading New York Times bestseller author and a Chicagoan, Scott Turow. And Scott integrates his new book, Identical, into the foreword, along with his personal experiences with Alzheimer's disease, and as much as his mother was afflicted with this terrible illness.
Well, you know, one of the areas that I have learned that happens often is family members start to fight about the medical treatment for the patient with Alzheimer's disease, which can cause a complete breakdown in the family. So well, you probably also see this, right, Carrie?
We do, regrettably. We see a lot of families that are battling over control of medical treatment for an Alzheimer's patient. Unfortunately, that medical treatment is often interwoven with the cost of the medical treatment. So the battle may be over the medical treatment, where mom is going to live, who she's going to live with, and likewise, how much money is going to be expended from the family to place mom in perhaps a long-term care facility, or perhaps place assisted care, 24-hour 7 care in mom's home. And so the cost of the care, along with the medical management, frequently, as you pointed out, do break down family relations.
Yeah, it's definitely challenging. I mean, caregiving is challenging because when you're caring for an elderly loved one, you know they're probably not going to get better. They may for a short period of time, but over the long haul, you know, that's not usually what happens. And then you add Alzheimer's to this equation. I mean, there's a lot of caregivers that are taking this on as full-time jobs when someone does or is diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Well, you're right. And, you know, one of the important things that your listeners should be aware of is that the burnout rate for caregivers and loved ones that are taking care of someone that perhaps lives with them or they're running back and forth to a nursing home on a regular basis, you know, the burnout rate for those caregivers is really high. And the caregiver needs to take care of him or herself in order to be able ultimately to take care of the Alzheimer's patient.
You know what else, too, Carrie? A lot of younger people are even taking it on, where they may be the granddaughter or grandson.
You're right. We're seeing an increasingly role of grandchildren involved in the care of their grandparents or maybe their parents who may be afflicted with Alzheimer's. And, you know, it's taking a tremendous toll on society because those folks need to be away from work. They need to be away to take grandma or mom to the doctor. And, you know, we really need to see what we can do collectively as a society to locate a cure for Alzheimer's disease.
Absolutely. I could not agree more, Carrie. Well, I'm talking to Carrie Peck. He is a managing partner of Peck Bloom. We are talking about Alzheimer's and the law. Now, there's an area of guardianship, which sometimes easing into that transition can be a little difficult. What do you suggest here, Carrie?
Well, guardianship, Sue, is a determination as to whether an individual requires a third-party decision maker. So So if I am afflicted with Alzheimer's disease, depending on what stage of the illness, you know, I'm in, it may be necessary that I have a guardian appointed for me. And as we evaluate the circumstances, the inquiry is really a two-phase inquiry. Number one, does the individual need a guardian? And generally, that's based upon medical information, a medical exam, and a report that's filed in the probate court to support the necessity of a guardian. Can also be based on information provided by the family, perhaps a social worker, in terms of the interaction or the capabilities and the competency of an individual to undertake the management of their assets and the management of their medical care. And after the inquiry is, does an individual need a guardian, after that's been addressed, then the issue is, who should be that guardian? And that's both of those issues, again, are often hot-button points in families in which the children, you know, I want to be the guardian. No, I want to be the guardian.
Absolutely. I mean, that's where the breakdown can occur with families. We're talking about Alzheimer's and the law today, and you want to stay right here. We're going to talk about what happens when somebody is diagnosed with Alzheimer's and they're being financially exploited with Carrie Peck from Peck Bloom. This is Aging Info Radio right here on AM 560, and we'll be right back.
Lost looking for good care from good people? Then look for the place known for great care and wonderful people, Oak Trace Health Services. Their rehabilitation services help people return to independence fast and stay there with an unusually low rate of rehospitalization. Their staff has all registered nurses and they're Medicare qualified. So when you need rehab, don't get lost. Get Oak Trace Health Services. Call 888-794-3342 or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
Is concern for your aging loved one preventing you from being productive at work or enjoying your vacation? You're never alone with family-owned Partners in Senior Care. We provide seniors with home care and geriatric care management services. Our caregivers can help with bathing, transportation, meal planning, and lots more to make things easier. We specialize in taking care of your family like our family. Partners in Senior Care, call us anytime at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Medicare can be confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network shows you all of your coverage options in simple, easy-to-understand terms. They represent virtually every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and will work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. Make the complex understandable. Your one-stop Medicare shop is the Medicare Solutions Network. Call 630-809-9758 or visit MedicareSolutionsNetwork.com.
Natural exotic remedies are the rage, but one natural item, tart cherries, has been around for centuries to help with common ailments and has recently received tremendous scientific support and validation. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or go to aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
This is Susan Wacky, your host, and my guest, my first guest today is Carrie Peck. He is the managing partner at Peck Bloom Law Firm, and we are talking about the cruel disease of Alzheimer's and the law. And Peck Bloom lawyers with over 100 years of combined experience in the field of probate litigation and planning, they are who you should contact, and you can get in touch with them at 312-201-0900 or go to peckbloom.com. Carrie, there's an area of Alzheimer's that just pushes buttons on me, and the thought of someone elderly having Alzheimer's and being financially exploited, and this is happening often.
Well, Sue, the as you point out, it's happening often. It's a growing problem in our society. The financial exploitations of individuals that lack mental capacity is just a stunning, I call it a tsunami, just a tsunami. Financial exploitation is the highest form of elder abuse by reported claims to the Illinois Department of Aging. So they had 57% of the complaints that went to the Illinois Department of Aging were in the area of financial exploitation when individuals called to report exploitation of older adults. It's been estimated that seniors have been robbed of almost $3 billion through this financial exploitation. And regrettably, about three-quarters of the abusers in financial exploitation cases are relatives of the older adult. And so what we're typically seeing is older adults are being asked to sign documents, sign a new will, sign an amendment to a trust, sign a deed transferring a house, sign a power of attorney for property, giving someone authority to get into their bank accounts, get into their stock and bond or brokerage accounts. And this is just a tremendous problem. Obviously, much of it occurring behind closed doors. The investigations reveal that some people are professionals. They move from state to state to do that and take advantage of older adults. And regrettably, a lot of people are meeting their abusers, if they aren't relatives, in locations where that used to be considered safe. For example, senior centers, churches, synagogues, and all of a sudden someone who has recently lost a loved one, usually a husband or a wife, are embroiled in a newfound relationship, and this newfound relationship is really all about money. Unfortunately, the person abused is cognitively impaired and doesn't really understand that the emotion expressed is all fake and it's all really about the dollars.
Now, what do you suggest, Carrie? What can be done for, you know, after someone has discovered that, you know, they're being financially exploited or an elderly, you know, an elderly loved one is being exploited? What do you suggest?
Well, I think that if you've determined that a loved one has been exploited financially or you've been exploited financially, one of the first things you ought to do is consider calling us.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, we're involved in these types of cases on a daily basis. I was engaged by the City of Chicago Department of Aging some years back to help rewrite the Elder Abuse and Neglect Act for the state of Illinois. And so we know how to deal with these problems on a very rapid turnaround basis and try and save what money or assets remain and or recover the assets that have been taken.
Now, is this a felony? If somebody is caught financially exploiting an elderly, or is it, I'm sure it's per case scenario.
Yeah, it's fact specific, but certainly there are criminal penalties that are felonies if one is convicted of that type of misbehavior or criminal conduct. But from our perspective, you know, I'm most interested in seeing if we can make sure that the older adult doesn't lose everything, because they're going to need those assets to pay for their care in the long run. And the family's going to need those assets to pay for the health care of the older adult. So we'd like to get called into these cases, you know, as the saying goes, before the horse is out of the barn and the money's gone. We've been involved in cases in which we see the exploiters have hit for a substantial sum of money, and the next place they go is an airplane out of the country. So time is of the essence in all of these cases, and once again, doctor's evaluations need to be done on a very, very quick and timely basis.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, I'm with Carrie Peck. He is a managing partner at Peck Bloom, their phone number being 312-201-0900. Their website is peckbloom.com. I'm sure, Carrie, you see so much. What happens when somebody does not have a plan in place or they have not taken the time to call you? And before we address that, I just want to say that probably, I would say 5-6 years ago, when the economy was really falling down, there was a lot of attorneys that all of a sudden became elder law attorneys. And I kept saying, this is not good, because elder law attorneys specialize in exactly that. So I'm sure for all my listeners out there, you want to know that Peck Bloom is one of the top, if not the top, in Chicago. Did you see this happen, Carrie?
Well, thank you, Sue. I appreciate your comments. And we, in fact, did see that when the economy turned down, a lot of lawyers that had legal work in other areas all of a sudden decided they were going to become elder law attorneys. And, you know, the reality is you can say pretty much these days anything you want, but the proof is in the old phrase, the proof is in the pudding. I've been in the elder law arena, as have my colleagues now, for many, many years. I've personally been in it for over 30 years. And as you indicated earlier, you know, we bring 100 years approximately combined experience to the issue of elder law and addressing those issues that relate to aging and death and dying and taxes and older adult issues. What we find is that, you know, the people that all of a sudden have decided that they're going to be elder law attorneys basically have joined an organization that say, you know, that doesn't discriminate against who they take in as members. As long as you pay the dues, you can join an organization and ultimately call yourself anything you want. But that's just not who your listeners should use for their legal services. Ask the lawyer, how long have you been doing it? What's your experience? Are you involved in the community? For example, we've been involved in older adult legislation at the state level, the federal level. We've been involved at the court's request in many, many cases representing older adults. And as you pointed out already, I wrote a book on the subject, Alzheimer's and the Law. We lecture on these subjects. If your listeners are interested in having us come out and speak to their organization, they can contact us at 312-201-0900 and speak with my assistant, Diana, and we'll be happy to see if we can work your organization into the speaking schedule. So we've been around the block in this arena. We know the area, and I'm glad you pointed out that there's a lot of newbies here that wouldn't be a good fit for your listeners.
No, you want someone that specializes in elder law. So what would happen if a patient with Alzheimer's has no plan in place?
Well, if an individual has no plan in place and they haven't done any pre-planning, then unfortunately, depending on how far along the disease has progressed, they may be relegated to the scenario in which a guardianship would be necessary for them. So guardians come in kind of two different types: a guardian of the estate, which is the management of assets, real estate, cash, stocks, bonds, homes, things like that, and a guardian of the person, which is the management of medical care, medical treatment, where does the individual live. So if an Alzheimer's patient has done no planning and they still have the mental capacity to do planning, and there are many that do, then, of course, we want to get those documents done as soon as possible after the doctor's given us the go-ahead that the patient has the ability to make those decisions. On the other hand, as I pointed out, if an individual no longer has the mental capacity to sign documents, then unfortunately we're going to have to file for guardianship and have the court appoint generally one of their closest relatives to make decisions for them in the management of their affairs.
So as soon as you get a diagnostic of Alzheimer's, give Carrie Peck a call. Thank you so much, Carrie, for being on Aging Info Radio today. And once again, Carrie's number is 312-201-0900. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Sue, for having us.
World of information. I've got Tim Ritchie, another partner at Peck Bloom, coming up next. And keep in mind, 55% of Americans have no will. Not a good thing. This is Aging Info Radio. We will be right back.
We worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
When you retire, how much is your Social Security check going to be? You have a good idea, right? You could be dead wrong. While claiming your benefits seems simple enough, there are actually 567 ways to do it. Don't make a mistake and leave up to 72% of your benefits on the table. Come to an O'Connor & Associates free weekly seminar, and you'll get access to advice on how to maximize your benefits from Social Security. Call 800-429-9615 to reserve your seat now. That's 800-429-9615.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Here, the food is always fresh, the hospitality is always warm, and a helping hand is never more than a few feet away. Where is here? Lexington Square, where for 30 years, seniors have enjoyed a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Located in Elmhurst and Lombard, Lexington Square offers a full spectrum of senior living options. Active, independent seniors find lots to do and plenty of friends to do it with, while those needing assistance or memory support receive all the attention they deserve. Here, you're welcome to stay as long as you like. To schedule a visit, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. That's 630-576-4800. Lexington Square Senior Residence. You'll like it here.
BodyLogic MD comprises the nation's largest national network of highly trained physicians specializing in bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. BodyLogic MD has been featured on Oprah.com and in Suzanne Summers' books, Knockout, Interviews with Doctors Who Are Curing Cancer, and Breakthrough, 8 Steps to Wellness. And her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, dedicates an entire chapter to BodyLogic MD. Find a location near you at BodyLogicMD.com. BodyLogicMD.com.
Do you have valuables like sterling silver flatware, tea sets, watches, gold, jewelry, or sterling and gold coins that you've thought of selling? Kagan & Company is a local family-owned business with over 50 years of experience. They serve as trusted advisors while buying and brokering valuables and offer free evaluations. Strictly confidential and no-hassle appointments are available in their Northbrook office or maybe at your home. Please call 847-897-5781 to schedule an appointment. That's 847-897-5781.
This is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too.
You're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Sawacki.
Chicago is...
And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Medicare Solutions Network, worrying empties today of its strength. We're talking about Alzheimer's and the law, and my last guest, Carrie Peck, has written that book, Alzheimer's and the Law, Counseling Clients with Dementia and Their Families. You can get that at AmericanBar.org or go to PeckBloom.com. It's a great book. If one of your loved ones has been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it is a book that you should get. Well, my next guest is also with Peck Bloom. It's Tim Ritchie. He is a partner. And once again, Peck Bloom Lawyers, with over 100 years of combined experience in the field of probate litigation, elder law, and planning. Welcome, Tim, to Aging Info Radio.
Thank you very much, Sue. Great to be here.
You know, I just recently found out that 55% of Americans have no will. How crazy. That sounds so crazy to me, especially if you're over 50.
Well, yeah, it's an interesting thing. You know, when we have clients come in here, one thing that I generally tell them is, especially if they have young children, it's good to have a will in place, because if you don't, unbeknownst to them, 50% of the estate goes to those young children, and that could really complicate the management of those assets and that kind of thing going forward. So good planning is always, done ahead of time.
You know, I think so many people just go with the mindset that, you know, I'll get to it, or, you know, it's not going to happen to me right now, or it's not needed, or I'll find out all the details, or it's too complex.
Yeah, it really isn't that bad. There's obviously, you should consult with an attorney before you delve into this arena, but you know, there are, you know, the cost and the alternative versus the alternative is pretty substantial. I mean, to get a will and a trust in place, you know, to have that in place at a time when you know your family is going to be going through such, you know, troubled and emotional times is well worth the small hassle that it may be to talk to an attorney. I know Carrie, you know, was talking before about guardianships. I mean, power of attorney's documents are something that is very easily drawn up by an attorney, something that's, you know, very easily put in place. It's meant to be easy so that family members are able to step into the shoes of somebody, you know, at, you know, the turn of a hat sometimes. You know, no one knows when a stroke may hit them. No one knows when they may be incapable of making those affairs. So you got to plan when you are fully capable.
Well, I think the planning is just so valuable because what happens, too, is you actually have an attorney that you can consult with if, you know, somebody becomes disabled or a family member passes away. You actually have someone to turn to instead of being caught not, you know, not having your documents together.
Yeah, and it we always advocate for early as possible contact an attorney after someone has passed away or after someone, you know, appears to be disabled or becoming disabled. I mean, obviously you should do planning ahead of time, but don't delay after you know that there has been some, you know, some death in the family or someone who has who now is unable to manage their affairs. You know, the legal field, as everyone knows, is filled with deadlines and pits and, if you know, and pitfalls. If you sit on your rights for too long, you may find that you lost those rights. Just with a decedent's estate alone, you know, when someone passes away, a lot of people don't know that, you know, the original will needs to be filed with the clerk of the court within 30 days or it's a criminal offense. It's not the kind of thing that people talk about at dinner parties, but if you can't find that original will, you know, there's a presumption that may arise with the courts against the heirs to say that that will was invalidated. You know, there's creditors' deadlines. There's a lot of deadlines you know, in the law to help things move along. And if a family waits too long, they can find themselves, unfortunately, in a bad position.
Well, I'm sure that you see a lot of disagreements over a deceased person's money or property because there was not a lot laid out ahead of time.
Yeah, we definitely focus in on that. Our firm, you know, does a great deal of planning, obviously, to try to avoid those issues. But we are best known, you know, probably for our litigation in this field. We do a considerable amount of pre-death and disability estates, as well as post-death and what's called a deceased estate, with will contests, trust contests. You know, we have a lot of fights with creditors. And what we find a lot of is sometimes there's a family member who is acting as a caregiver, perhaps, that may, you know, feel like they should have documented the file better, maybe has maybe memorialized a contract to take care of an individual prior to their death and not leave it to the uncertainty of trying to work it out later.
Yeah, the uncertainty. I mean, the gray area that would nobody wants to look at. Absolutely. I'm here with Tim Ritchie. He is a partner at Peck Bloom. They are an elder law firm, which is very distinctive, just a law firm. You can get in touch with Peck Bloom at 312-201-0900. And stay right here. I'm coming back with Tim Ritchie, and we're going to talk about, you know, what we can do if somebody is not acting trustworthy or inappropriately in this area of wills and trusts. This is Aging Info Radio right here on AM 560, and we'll be right back.
Medicare can be confusing. Information, education, and comparison shopping are your weapons in fighting the increasing cost of healthcare. The Medicare Solutions Network shows you all of your coverage options in simple, easy-to-understand terms. They represent virtually every company offering supplements, advantage plans, and drug coverage, and will work with you to determine the best fit at the best price. Make the complex understandable. Your one-stop Medicare shop is the Medicare Solutions Network. Call 630-809-9758 or visit MedicareSolutionsNetwork.com.
When it's your loved one, you want memory support services you can believe in. So call Oak Trace Health Services. They provide care for all levels of need with private and semi-private rooms, a secure environment, and a high staff-to-patient ratio. Plus, they're the place known for providing great care and truly caring. So when it's your loved one and you need memory support you can trust, call Oak Trace Health Services, 888-794-3342, or visit oaktracedg.com for more information.
Antioxidants. Everyone wants to get the highest levels. Now the truth, there are 220 natural antioxidants. It is believed that tart cherries contain a group of antioxidants that when used regularly will affect your health. Research the benefits of Nature Blessed Tart Cherry Concentrate at choosecherries.com or aginginforadio.com to learn more about Nature Blessed. It works, it's real, it's 100% natural, and it's locally grown. Drink the best, drink Nature Blessed.
Get it together before it falls apart with a Care Connector Healthcare Binder from Partners in Senior Care. The Care Connector Binder helps you assemble all healthcare information in one simple format. The Care Connector provides peace of mind by keeping all essential medical information accessible at times when you need it most, such as doctor appointments or during times of crisis. Order yours today at partnersinseniorcare.com or call us at 847-548-1330. That's 847-548-1330. Or visit us at partnersinseniorcare.com.
Back to the show, sure to move boomers and seniors forward on their aging journey. Aging Info Radio with Sue Sawacki.
Yes, I'm here with Tim Ritchie. He is a partner at Peck Bloom. They are a law firm and not just a law firm. They are attorneys at law in the area of elder law, probate, litigation, and planning. And keep in mind, 55% of Americans have no will, and that is not a good thing. Tim, what happens if somebody notices or believes that, you know, the agent under the power of attorney or trustee of a trust aren't acting, say, within the terms of the trust? Do you see this?
Yeah, that's a great question. The documents and the planning that we put in place is obviously a significant part of the battle. However, the other part of that is selecting, obviously, a trustworthy agent. And as many people do, they put in people in place that they believe will be the most trustworthy person. A lot of times we tell our clients that, you know, say you've got three children and you rank them as, you know, the person A who's going to do a phenomenal job, maybe the second child will be, you know, a pretty good job, and boy, I hope it doesn't get to the last person, but I'm going to put them in that document anyway. What we usually tell them is, you know, leave off that last person. You know, you're not in a position where you're not just trying to bruise eagles. You're really trying to protect for yourself down the road. But, you know, lo and behold, those people that don't, follow that advice, or maybe the person ends up being not trustworthy, will find themselves in that position, and they'll find themselves managing the money. And if that's the case and this person becomes untrustworthy, the law does have protections for that. The two primary protections for that relate to fiduciary duties that the agent and trustee have. And it's, you know, the duty to account and to keep good records. Every agent, every trustee has to keep good records, has to be accountable for their actions. In a power of attorney scenario, the court and certain individuals under the Act, including some relatives, are able to come to this agent and say, what have you been doing? Let me see everything that you've been doing since you began acting. And it's a great mechanism for people to check in to make sure that this individual isn't taking money inappropriately or spending on things that they aren't supposed to be spending it on. Trust and power of attorney documents are generally set up with beneficiaries in mind. So if you have a trust beneficiary or the principal and their agent or power of attorney who's supposed to be acting for the principal, they're looking out not for their own interest but for this other individual's interest. And the documents themselves generally have terms that will specify what they are supposed to be doing for this person, what kind of activities, what kind of health maintenance, education is supposed to be provided for. And that's kind of the book, that's the Bible that they're following. And when they don't follow that, other people who can check in on them. They can make them account for their actions. And if necessary, they can have them removed and held personally liable.
Now, these terms within a trust, are they able to be written specifically for the individual that is getting the trust so they can kind of tailor make them?
Yes. For trust, you generally do see that in there. The trust documents generally have beneficiaries. A lot of times they'll have, if it's a parent and they're leaving it through, you know, a post-death to their children, so a lot of times put in there that the children will get perhaps money on certain dates. Generally, people want to stay away from giving, you know, a son or daughter all the money at 18 when they reach the age of majority. Even though that is the age of majority, a lot of people just aren't mature enough to get it at 18. So they'll have somebody in place to hold the money, pay for education, maybe give a third of it at 25, maybe another third of it at 30, and spread it out over time. The trust document generally will contain, you know, specific things with respect to pay for college, pay for a car. Any way they want to draft it up, they can include it in there. Power of attorney is a little different. You can include that in there, but a lot of times you do not see that kind of stuff in there.
I'm sure with the job that you do as a partner at Peck Bloom, you see so many different scenarios, and especially with families. And a lot of the families, you know, with the baby boomers, who are many of them are caregivers, are large. So you see a lot of sibling rivalry and maybe even getting along too, right?
Yeah, it's great. You know, big families are great and enjoyable, but sometimes they do have their controversies. And, you know, we try to resolve everything outside of court. That's our goal first and foremost, is we want to keep the family intact. We don't want it to be anything more than it has to be. But if we do have to, there is the court proceedings. If somebody's acting inappropriately, you know, sometimes there's you know, lines in the sand that are drawn. Sometimes, you know, a lot of times when there's a mom or, you know, someone who's older and then a younger group of children, there can be a natural conflict of interest that arises with respect to, you know, spending more money on mom now to get her high quality of life versus more money in the end for all of us if we, you know, skimp on some of the essentials.
Oh, that's going on all over the elder care industry from what I'm hearing. And once again, I'm here with Tim Ritchie. He's a partner at Peck Bloom Law Firm. They are an elder law firm. Their number 312-201-0900. Tim, when we get back here from break, I would like your words of wisdom for the day. Of course, they would be get a will or call Peck Bloom, but we're going to hear more than that from Tim right when we get back here on Aging Info Radio. And remember, if you're one of the 55% of Americans that have no will, you should call Peck Bloom. They are absolutely experts at what they do. And their number, once again, is 312-201-0900. And that's peckbloom.com is their website. And stay right here on Aging Info Radio. We're going to hear from Tim Ritchie, the partner at Peck Bloom, right when we get back.
Don't land in the wrong hands with your mortgage and create havoc in your life. If you're buying a new home or refinancing, call U.S. Lending and Finance at 630-205-5637. Trusted professionals streamline the process, finding a right fit for you. Less paperwork and more personal attention means you enter a frustration-free zone from application to decision. Don't get buried under mountains of paperwork. Simplify your life. Call U.S. Lending at 630-205-5637 or go to uslendingltd.com. You'll be glad you did.
Here, it's easy to rise and shine because every apartment comes with a sunroom. Where is here? Lexington Square in Elmhurst and Lombard, where seniors enjoy a quality of life you won't find just anywhere. Active seniors find lots to do, while those needing assistance or memory support get all the attention they deserve. To learn more, log on to lexingtonsquare.com or call 630-576-4800. Lexington Square. You'll like it here.
We've worked hard for everything we have. Now it's time to do our estate plan. To be honest, we're just lost. I hear different things from different people. One lawyer wanted $5,000. Why is it so expensive? I'm really worried.
Estate planning doesn't need to be complex or expensive. Call Chicago Title Land Trust Company for a free consultation and attorney referral. 888-878-7856. That's 888-878-7856.
Hi, I'm Lisa Gibbons, and one of the things I love most is being a champion for family caregivers. At Lisa's Care Connection at Present St. Joseph Medical Center in Joliet, Illinois, we are a place for family caregivers to go for support, ask questions, find resources. Our services are always free of charge. We'd love to help you, so call us or visit us at 815-741-0077 or our website, lisascareconnection.org.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now back to Aging Info Radio.
This is Sue Zawacki, your host, and I've been talking with Tim Ritchie, who's a partner at Peck Bloom Elder Law Firm. Today we've been talking about Alzheimer's and the law and elder law in general. And Tim Ritchie, give us your words of wisdom for the day.
Well, obviously, you want to have an estate plan, but what I would say is tailor your estate plan to your own needs and wants. If you have certain issues that you want to have covered, make sure that you talk to your attorney to have those covered. If you are concerned about placement in a nursing home, put additional protections in your documents to make sure that that is seen with a heightened scrutiny before that can happen. If you're concerned about the house being sold that you live in currently, adjust your estate plan so that there's additional protection for you when you're not around and that you cannot be looking into this and protecting yourself. Have others appointed. Have safeguards in place so that you are protected. You protect yourself for the future. Don't rely on other people.
Thank you so much. And your website?
Sure. You can check us out at www.peckbloom.com, P-E-C-K-B-L-O-O-M.
And their phone number, 312-201-0900. Thank you so much, Tim. I absolutely know Peck Bloom Attorneys at Law are some of the best, if not the best, in the Chicagoland area. They also have four offices in one downtown Chicago, Northbrook, Skokie, and Orland Park. Thank you, and Carrie, for being my guest today.
Thank you very much for having us.
All right, Tim. Well, Kagan and Company will safely sell your valuables in a no-hassle, trustworthy environment. They have been in business for over 50 years, and they'll handle the sale of your valuables with the same expertise and integrity that the founders have provided the North Shore. Call Jordan at 847-897-5781. And my paw's pooch this week up for adoption is Max, a male two-year-old spaniel known as a goofball. And you can look at this dog at go to the paw's logo at aginginforadio.com. And one look at this dog, and he'll be coming home from you. And, of course, yes, Daisy Mae, that's Max. He's waiting with his paws crossed. Well, make sure you go to our website and check out any of our shows, including today's show. It'll be up on podcast soon at aginginforadio.com. Do check out our expert partner pages. They have a lot of information. Our guests today, their website and information will also be posted. You can now join our email list at the bottom of our homepage. We send out every week our weekly show for the week. Just go on there. It's very easy to join. And let's see, we will definitely not inundate you with emails. The number of emails that come over without a great spam protector is absolutely out of control. And once again, I want to thank Carrie Peck and Tim Ritchie from Peck Bloom, my expert partners who support Aging Info Radio, my patient programmer, Debbie Schreiner, and AM560. I am Sue Zawacki, your host. And, oh, yes, and we do have our guests listed to the end of the year at aginginforadio.com. Thank you for listening, and I will be back next Sunday. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her.
That was Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch us again next Sunday as we continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey right here on AM 560, The Answer.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
It was a moment.
It was a moment that changed my life.
We looked down from the chopper and saw the whole area was flooded.
At that moment, it really hit me. This is why I joined the Guard.
People had gone up to the rooftops to escape the rising waters.
Talk about intense moments. We had to lower the guys online some 30 feet.